In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the word of his grace.
Tonight we'll enter into the Holy of Holies, coming by the new and the living way, paved by the blood of the eternal covenant. We receive access into your presence. We receive access to those things that you have prepared for us. Jesus said, tell them, come, for all things are now ready. We secure access to all things that you have made ready by your blood. We receive by faith tonight. We ask, oh God, that you will send your word to us and speak through these lips of clay. Not that I am sufficient of myself to think of myself as of anything, but my sufficiency is of you, the living God, who has made me an able minister, able witness of the New Testament, not of letters, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Let your word give us life through the Spirit tonight. Let your name be glorified. Visit everyone believing you tonight. Visit everyone trusting you tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. The oppressed will not go disappointed. The poor and the needy, we praise your name. And your name will be forever exalted. Thank you, eternal God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And the saints of God shout a loud amen. In Psalm 74, verse 21, the scripture says, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and the needy praise thy name. Everyone here present, everyone joining this service online, you will not return ashamed. Amen. Can I hear a triumphant amen? Amen? The poor, the needy will not go back disappointed. Amen. You will praise the name of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your louder amen? Amen. Evangelist Timothy shared this testimony in the morning and sang, Fumi Lontima Mudele, a song that God's servant taught us many years ago. Fumi Lontima Mudele Majek Impada Lodore Majek Impada Lodore. Lofo, can we sing it one time? Fumi, open your hands.
Lontima Mudele Baba Fumi Lontima Mudele Majek Impada Lodore Lord.
You won't go back empty. You won't return empty. God, we give you something great to show. In Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big clap offering and please take your seat. Thank you, choir. Thank you. Help me appreciate this wonderful choir. Thank you. The Lord bless you. We want to give all thanks and glory to the Almighty God. for his visitations these 10 days. To our God alone be all the glory, all the honor, and the adoration. I stand on the authority of the word of God, and I make my boast in the Lord to declare to everyone who believes that you will have something great to show, that you will have a testimony to share in the name of Jesus. In Sister Yitayo's testimony, she said, last year was my Shiloh. Your testimony will be 2024 Shiloh was my Shiloh. If that will be your testimony, can I hear your louder amen? Amen. Tonight, I'll be sharing on the contentions of the blood. Contentions of the blood. Let me start by making it succinctly clear again that there are contentions going on every destiny on a daily basis. Every destiny that matters, every life that matters, there is a contention going on concerning your life, about your life, about your destiny. Mothers, fathers, parents, there is a contention going on about your child. If he is a proper child, don't forget, when Amram and Jochebed saw that Moses was a proper child, they hid him. And of course, Pharaoh, a representative of the devil at this point, was hunting for every proper child. You must have this understanding. If you carry great glory, you will have to endure a great fight. Great glory, great fight. The devil does not fight what he does not fear. If you have nothing to offer the kingdom, if you have no, you are not a threat to the kingdom of darkness, don't expect any fight. Just sleep and wake up and eat and drink and make merry. But there is a contention going on every day. In Revelation chapter 12 and in verse 17, please pay attention. The word of God made it clear that even in heaven, there was war. Even in heaven, the throne of God with the four living creatures and the 24 elders surrounding the throne and worshiping him day and night, in that place where God sat supreme and sovereign, yet there was war. Michael fought against the dragon, who fought and with his tail drew one third of the angels of God. There was contention even in heaven. In Job chapter 1, verses 9, 10, and 11, there was contention for the genuineness of the faith of Job. Job was a believer in God, in Jehovah. Job feared the Lord. Job eschewed evil. But the devil contended. The devil told God that Job was not genuine in his worship of Jehovah. Is Job serving you for naught? Haven't you blessed him? Prospered him? The devil contended. He contended for the genuineness of Job's worship of Jehovah. In Revelation chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, please pay attention. Follow me to the book of Revelation. Even a child, listen, a woman pregnant with glory, there was contention. You are here, you have a great destiny, you are pregnant with glory, pregnant with a dream, pregnant with a desire, there will be contention. Contentions against your dream, contentions against your desire, contentions against your pregnancy, there will be contention. So this woman, there was a wonder, there appeared a wonder in heaven, and behold, a great dragon, red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and seven crowns upon his head. What did he do in the next verse? Verse number 4. The Bible says, and there was a woman pregnant, about to be delivered. But don't forget the contention. And the devil stood before this woman, waiting to devour a seed as soon as the seed is born. The devil wanted to devour the seed, to devour the child. This child was to rule the nations with the rod of iron. So the devil knew the child that is coming is a great one, a child with great glory. So he contended. He was ready to devour from the start. See, you will carry great glory. And the devil that couldn't stop your birth, that couldn't stop you up until now, will not be able to stop you from getting to the place that God has destined for you. And the devil that couldn't stop you from making it to this service will not be able to stop the wonders of God in your life and in your destiny. If that looks like your prayer, can your amen be the loudest? Contentions. So at every junction, at every level, there will be contentions. And some of these contentions are contentions that you cannot handle by yourself. Please don't talk. Please don't joke. This is your moment. Some of us, we don't even know the contentions going on about our lives. We don't even know. We are not even aware that there are contentions going on about your destiny, about your life. Listen, the way God designed life, everything should work seamlessly according to their prescribed order. Everything should bring forth according to its kind. Things should work normally, but there are contentions. Contentious issues you cannot undo for yourself. Listen, as soon as the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king, contention started. They came. Is anybody here that carries great glory? You know there is great glory on your inside and on the inside of your children. Don't sleep. Tell your neighbor, don't sleep. Contention. You have to contend. So God, in his infinite mercies, he knew that there are challenges and forces you might not be able to confront. God knew that Job will not be able to confront Satan. That was why God restricted the devil. You can touch his property, don't touch his life. Otherwise, the first opportunity, he will kill him. So God knew. He left a window of preservation. God said, don't touch his life. You can touch his body, don't touch his life. But this night, as you partake of the flesh and of the blood, every power that has touched your life, touched your body, touch your child, we judge them today by the blood of Jesus. You miss a chance of shouting this amen here. Oh. Can I hear a triumphant amen here? I repeat, any power that has touched you, that has touched your family, your children in any way, we judge them by the blood of Jesus. So the blood of Jesus was shed to silence and to defeat every contention against your destiny. And that was why his blood was shed. To silence, to confront, and to defeat every contention against your life, against your destiny. Somebody help me shout, the blood of Jesus. Jesus was beaten. In Acts of the Apostles, where the theme of this revival program came from, chapter 1, from verse 1 through to verse 3. Dr. Luke, writing to Theophilus, said, "The former treatise, the Gospel of Luke, have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach." Verse 2. "Until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, has given commandment to the apostles whom he had chosen." He gave commandment to them, to whom he shielded himself alive after his passion. His passion, his suffering. You've watched the Passion of the Christ. His passion was the arrest, the slap, the humiliation, the maltreatment, the stripping naked, the beating with 39 stripes, spitting or spitting upon, and then beating, bruising his body, then putting a cross on his shoulder, bearing his cross. They nailed him, his hands, his feet, and they pierced him at the side. They put a crown of thorn upon his head. At every junction, he shed his blood, and the blood is to contend on your behalf. They put the crown of thorn on his head, so that if there be any curse that you have been carrying because the blood, it dripped from his head, your head, your destiny might be healed and be delivered. They nailed his hands so your hands can prosper. They nailed his feet so there can be progress. Speed on your feet. You won't be slowed down in life. His passion. They did all those. So the Bible says he showed himself alive after he had shed his blood, which is the price, the key that contends for your safety, for your victory, for your deliverance. And that's number one. The blood contends for our deliverance. Somebody say that with me. The blood contends for my deliverance. Say it one more time. Say it the third time. Say it the fourth time. Of course, you know that when I'm pointing to you like this, I'm seeing you. You see, my kind of a pastor, I don't know, I should be able to take my eyes off and leave everybody to determine his destiny. If at a meeting like this, all you want to do is to be distracted and talk, I should leave you to your destiny. But it's a minute ladder. That's why I'm not bojuing. The two of you, last warning. One man went to church. He went to vigil. And he slept all through. True life, not fable. He slept all through. And he got back home with trouble. Hey, Satan also goes to church. In the church of God, in Job chapter 1, God was presiding over his service. Satan went there. Man, he went there. Evil. Had conversation with God. Satan. Look at your side. Left and right. I didn't see anything. I just said, look at your side, left and right. May you not be distracted. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. The blood, it shall be for you a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over. Now, God was going to deliver the children of Israel from 430 years of slavery and bondage in Egypt. And there was a contention. Each time Moses by the instruction of God, appeared before Pharaoh to tell him, "Thus said the Lord, let my people go." Pharaoh contended. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go?" I declare tonight, any power, any force that is asking, "Who is the Lord in your life? Who is the Lord to let you go, to let you prosper? Who is that Lord to let you marry, to let you have your children?" Let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Contention. So he contended. God did signs. Pharaoh did his own with his magicians. Moses dropped his rod. He became serpent. His magicians dropped their own. Moses' rod swallowed them. They became rodless. Oh, but Pharaoh still had this. He was still contending. And at a point when there was lies, his magicians could not do it. And Pharaoh said, "This is the finger." Without the magician, this is the finger. The magicians told him, "This is the finger of God." Yet he didn't let Israel go. You acknowledge this is the finger of God. Oh, she told Shori Kuku. Or Tao Lori Kuku Wao. There are stubborn enemies. Every stubborn enemy holding on to your destiny. As your amen reaches God in heaven today, we command them to give up or die. So he was contending. 4, 2, 12, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. And then God said, "Okay, final joker." Somebody say final joker. Put the blood. Bring the blood. A lamb of a year old was slaughtered by each family. Each family a lamb according to their manner of eating. And the blood was applied. When I see the blood. And that night, angel of destruction visited, angel of death, visited every family in Egypt, killed all their firstborn. But sighting the blood, passed over. And when Pharaoh saw that his resistance was broken, and the same Pharaoh said, "Oh yeah, Israel, go." The Bible says they were urgent on them and asked them to go. Every power that has not let you go, after today, we let go of you in the name of Jesus. Can you shout your amen 3 times? Somebody raise your voice in holy anger and shout, "Let me go! By the blood of Jesus!" Oh my God. Somebody, raise your voice and shout, "Any power that won't let me go! Any power that won't let me marry! Any power that don't want me to have my baby! I offer you the blood of Jesus." Raise your voice and shout it. Shakwata kashala. Any power that has vowed not to let me go. Any power that has vowed not to let me marry or prosper or go forward or have my children. I offer you the blood of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, we have decreed. Can I hear a triumphant amen? Amen. Please take your seat. Contention against your rescue from the bondage The blood will contend with every bondage, every slavery. There are very many people here. The Spirit of God said to me, "You are bound to a particular habit. You don't like it, but you are bound to doing it. It's a very terrible habit. You are bound. You are bound. You don't like it, but you are bound. But the blood is setting you free tonight." I thought your amen will be louder. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 17, you must understand one thing about this contender, this devil. The Bible says he's the one that made the world as a wilderness. He's the one that destroyed the cities thereof. He's the one that does not open the house of his prisoners. He does not open prison doors. When he locks up a prisoner, he locks him permanently, perpetually. But Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11, the Bible says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent for thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Every prisoner, hear me, you are released tonight. In the name of Jesus. So the blood contends for your deliverance. He says, no, you must be delivered from bondage, from imprisonment, from captivity. Delivered. Number two, the blood contends for your peace. Somebody say peace. Say it louder if you want peace. Colossians chapter 1 verse 20. Colossians chapter 1 verse number 20. Hear what the word of God says. The Bible says very clearly, having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Christ Jesus made peace through the blood of his cross. And he now contends against anything that threatens your peace. You know, your peace is very central to your progress. No peace, no progress. No peace, no prosperity. So everything contending for your peace, the blood contends against them. The blood says, no, his peace must be guaranteed. Our peace must be guaranteed. Tonight I declare your peace will be guaranteed. Can I hear you believing? Amen. Number three, the blood contends against curses ravaging the lives and destinies of people. I've spoken about that. Curses. 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 You may not know. Somebody may be hiding somewhere to curse you. And that's why the Bible says there is no divination against Jacob or Israel. There is no enchantment against Israel. No divination against Jacob. No. Somebody may be standing, hiding at one corner, chanting incantation that you will not be promoted. That it is me that will be promoted, not her, not him. Somebody may be somewhere practicing mischief, using curses and enchantment. But the blood says no. It contends against them. You don't even know. Can I pray for someone? Anywhere your name is mentioned for evil, the blood of Jesus will answer there. I pray that prayer for you again. You see, sometimes you sleep. Your enemy is not sleeping. And they are chanting your name. 12 midnight, 1 a.m. They are calling your name. They are saying this will happen, that will happen. But I'm declaring on this exalted altar, standing on the authority of the word of God, the authority of the name of Jesus, on the covenant of my calling, and the covenant that established Lighthouse International Christian Center, the covenant, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And I declare, whenever, wherever, your name anywhere is mentioned for evil, call for evil. The name of your children, your son, your daughter, call for evil. The blood, we answer them there. Somebody, raise your voice and shout, blood of Jesus, answer there. Shout it three times. Blood of Jesus, answer there. Blood of Jesus, answer there. The blood will answer them. In the name of Jesus. Shout a louder amen. Take your seat. And so the blood says no to curses. The blood says no. Galatians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14. The Bible says Christ has redeemed you. Somebody shout it, I'm redeemed. From the curse of the law. Having been made a curse for me, for you, for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree. Verse 14, that the blessings. So you are not for curses. You are for blessings. They didn't answer me here. You are not for curses. You are for blessings. Somebody say, I'm not for curses. I am for blessings. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentile. You don't understand the quantum of the blessings of Abraham. You don't understand the blessings, generational, transgenerational blessings. May these blessings be upon you. And so as the crown of thorns pierced his head, it broke every curse. So you are uncursable. Let anybody be saying, God will slap him. Are you crazy? Is it that one you are sending me to? Number four, the blood contends. And now listen to this. The blood contends against contrary spoken or written ordinances. It contends against negative spoken words, negative written words concerning you. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Colossians 2, 14. The word of God is, I love it, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. He took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Anywhere you see nail and cross, is blood. It's blood. So he nailed every ordinance, every handwriting, every spoken word that is contrary. He nailed it to the cross. And so the only thing permitted upon your destiny is blessings. They are blessings. So I declare this evening, you are blessed. You, oh my God, you are blessed. You are irrevocably blessed. Somebody shout it. I am irrevocably blessed. Was that not what Balaam said? He told Balak, he has given commandment to bless. He has commanded me to bless. And he has blessed. I cannot reverse it. Tell your neighbor for me, you have irrevocable blessing. You are blessed irrevocably. My blessings are irrevocable. You better say your own. So ordinances and writings written against you. He blots it out of the way. So I want you to relax in God. Those who have pronounced or written accident, disaster, death, failure concerning you, they have done it in vain. Everything they have written against you, the blood wipes it off. Kuru kere, odile alawo. Kuru kere, kuru kere, odile onishegun. Ogun oran wa o, e ma wule sare. Tanana, 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 tanana. I told that brother many years ago, he saw at Ele Yele roundabout, sacrifice, big sacrifice, and he was passing. And then he saw that under the sacrifice were my photographs. So the brother, because he loved his pastor, he loved me. So he went, he was praying in tongues and pushed the sacrifices and collected the pictures and he ran to my office. He was panting. He says, hello, Yele, roundabout. So I saw this photograph. They put sacrifice. He was pastor. Hey, we pray. Hey, take a prayer. I'm only far about less. The way he was screaming, I said, relax. So he was looking at me. Mwa calling you fool. Kuru kere. Odile alawo. So the brother was looking at me as an unserious person. Odile ogun oran wa. If you like, carry sacrifice. If you like, carry anything. He, You don't know why? Before I got born again, I followed Ajebo. Ajebo was one friend, a friend to my friend. That my friend was living in my house, so Ajebo was his friend. So Ajebo was the only boy I feared. I still remember how I feared him. Ajebo had big eyeballs. Ajebo sucked his lips. You know, imagine somebody sucking his lips to watch me, everybody. And then the big boy's eyeballs are rolling. And then he had big navels. And then, so the thing is, and then the eyeballs are rolling, and then he's sucking his finger. I mean, he's sleeping. And as he rolls, anywhere you are going, we're going out, small children, teenagers, and we see sacrifices at any junction. Ajebo, we pounce on it and eat it. Father, he will eat it. Anything, chicken, ekuru, akara, eko, he will eat it. Any, eko, I like when he, emi oba, je o, owo ibe nikan lo fun mi ti mo gba. Eyin kan ti mo de ba je won ti bo yen. The only guy. It was, honestly, it was only once. Me o de je yen ta bo mo je. Tori mo wa I just eru am ba e bo lo man je. Mo na je mo gba o je o ko janke gba ni wuwu. He will put one egg boom once and the eyeball and the navel. I feared that. I can't tell you where he is now. When I got born again, I said this, I never saw him again. Whether he's still alive or dead, I don't know. But here I am. Whether you ate full ebo or half ebo. So as an unbeliever, if I ate Satan's food, if I took his money from his sacrifice, from his shrine, from his altar, now that I know him, the one who is the head of all principalities and power, who is that devil? You are a child of God. You must understand your identity. You must know what Christ Jesus has made happen for you. You are victorious through the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says concerning you that you overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of your testimony, because you do not love your life to death. Somebody stand to your feet and shout, I'm an overcomer. Take your seat. Everybody has some things written about his or our life and destiny, good or bad. The bad can be altered by the blood of Jesus. Certain negative things were written about Jabesh. He altered it by prayers. Negative things were written about Coniah in Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 28 to 29, 30. But it was God that declared negative things about him. It couldn't be altered. In Luke chapter 22, verse 37. Luke chapter 22, verse 37. Look at it. Did I say 37? Okay. 23, please. 23, verse 23. Luke 23, 23, beg your pardon. I think I'm jumping because of time. Jumping my... Now, don't forget I said on a daily basis, there are voices, pronouncement, good or bad, concerning your life. I think I'm jumping, but it's okay. The blood contend, make that number five so I could explain everything together. Number five, the blood contends against negative voices and handwritings. Well, I think I've said it's the same thing. The blood contends against contrary spoken or written ordinances. It's the same thing. The blood contends against negative voices and it's the same thing. But be only go, be must come in here, but the same thing. That there are voices contesting and contending a man's destiny. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24, let me read that. Hebrews 12, 24, and we are coming back to Luke 23. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. And then we have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel was always crying for vengeance, but the blood of Jesus speaks for mercy. Every voice that is speaking against you, the blood silences them. So the blood contends, the blood contends, the blood contends, the blood contends, wiping off handwritings against you. And number five, the blood contends against negative voices and handwritings. There are voices that are contesting the destiny of a man. Now, in Luke 23, 23, that we read, Luke 23, the Gospel of 23, verse 23, the Bible says, and the voices of the chief priest and of them prevailed. The voices of them prevailed and of the prevailed against him. The negative voices prevailed against Jesus. Evil voice will not prevail against you. Somebody there, can your amen be loud? There are contentions. Voices fighting. He will fail. The blood says, no, he will make it. Voices say, she will not be married. The blood says, no, she will marry and marry well. Voices say, he will die young as it is happening in their family. The blood is saying, no, his case is different. Her case is different. He will live long. She will live long. I don't know who I'm talking about, but concerning you, the blood is saying, you will not die after the order of your lineage. You will live long. You will live long. You will not die prematurely. In the name of Jesus. Even in John chapter 11, verse 39, 11:39, when Jesus said, roll away the stone, the Bible says, Martha, the sister of him that had died, that was dead, he said, not so. He said, no, by this time, Lord, by this time, he's thinking, don't bother. But we give thanks to God that our voice did not prevail. And that's why I know. No negative voice will prevail against you. Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life. You can't prevail. This one, come and roll the stone away. So there are contending voices every day. But these voices will not prevail. Because the blood is contending for you. The blood is fighting for you. And that's why God gave us this blood. That's why the blood of Jesus was shed. To contend. And ensure that your life does not run after the negative pattern of your father or mother's house. Somebody shout the blood. By your blood, you crush principalities. Jesus. By your name. Establish authority, Jesus, the righteous, now listen. I have seen the workings of this blood in diverse ways. I have seen the power of this blood. The blood speaks life when the enemy speaks death. I have told you this testimony again and again and again. We just ate communion. My younger brother lived with me then. We just ate communion after devotion. In my house, the daily devotion, we eat the blood and eat the flesh and drink the blood. But I noticed that he was behaving funny, like someone sitting down and wanting to fall. So after the devotion, I invited him to my study. Are you fine? He said, yes. Are you sure? But the way you are behaving, he said, I'm okay. While we were here talking, he passed out. He went down and I grabbed him. And I screamed, Jesus. All I could say was, nobody eats the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood and then die. Somebody say that with me. Say it now this way. I am eating the flesh of Jesus. I am drinking the blood of Jesus. I will not die. In the name of Jesus. Shout a loud amen. And God brought him back to life. I shared that testimony in church on Sunday that year. And the following day, a Monday, his sister, a lawyer, was going to court out of this jurisdiction. And she entered ritualist bus. And the bus started speeding off the road. And then they brought gun and cutlass and charms and began to chant incantation. And they said, keep quiet. You make noise, we kill you here. Whether we kill you here or kill you there, you are already dead, so don't make noise. So they said you should keep quiet. Will you keep quiet? And this sister began to say, nobody eats the flesh of Jesus and drinks his blood and that, because on Sunday, she ate the flesh and drank the blood. And this was Monday. She kept saying it. Nobody eats the flesh of Jesus and drinks his blood and dies. Nobody eats the... And so this is the one at the back now told the other, keep quiet. This one is talking rubbish. The other, what are you saying? And she said, nobody eats the flesh of Jesus and drinks his blood and dies. Nobody... Say, who said that? He said, nobody eats the word of God. My pastor. Which pastor? Light out. We push her down. And moving vehicle, they pushed her down. And took the hordes away. Because of what? Nobody say loud. You didn't get it. Why did they push her out? Nobody eats the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood and die. Please, ministers of God, let's eat communion before we, so that you will really understand it. Bring the communion element. Bring the communion. Shea, join yourself, communion. Pastor Femi, join them. Pastor Anu, please join so that you'll be fast. All pastors. Ukilia da yalaba. Reketeketulubususa. Maketoluasha. Greneketulabayara. And the Druyala Santa yalaba. Listen to me. A woman was not menstruating for 10 years. The last time she menstruated was 10 years. 10 years. She was trusting God for the fruit of. How will you ovulate if you don't menstruate? How will you conceive if you don't ovulate? How will you born if you have not conceived? Are you following me? But she attended the meeting like this, ate the flesh of Jesus and drank his blood. And the following day, boom, the fountain opened. 10 years menstruation that stopped started flowing. I am telling you, these are the things I have seen in this power, this blood, this blood, this blood, this blood. I've seen this blood flush out satanic deposits. I've seen this blood. I was praying for one guy in Polytechnic of Ibadan. And he took communion. Well, take this communion. He took the flesh. And he went. And that Akpete wasn't well developed then. So he went to poo. And then it was short put. You know short put? You don't know short put? May you never know it. So as he did short put, you know, when you do short put, you will see what you are putting, short putting. It was life maggot. He excreted life maggot. Every stranger in your destiny, as you eat tonight, the blood of Jesus flush them out. Father, servant of God, can you elevate yourself and move one step and be on your knees? One step, be on your knees. We bend our knees, oh God, acknowledging that a man can have nothing except that which is given unto him. Acknowledging that none of us is capable of making anything happen unless you have done it. Jesus said, Mary, don't touch me. I have not ascended to my Father and your Father. I have not presented the blood. But now, Jesus, you have ascended. You have presented the blood. The blood has been working for us. Here we are presenting this element as a representation of your flesh and of your blood. We humble ourselves and cry out, Father, let the oppressed that we eat and drink be delivered. Let the sick be healed. Let negative sentences and ordinances be wiped off. For everyone, let the blood speak. Let your name be glorified. We receive the life of God into this communion element. Let this bread become the flesh of Jesus indeed. Let this blood become his shed blood indeed. Let the life of God enter into this element now. In Jesus' precious name. For I deliver to you that which I once received. Stand to your feet, men of God. That which also I received from the Lord. That the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave to the disciples. And he said, take all of you, eat of it. This is my body broken for you. After the meal was over, he took also the cup. And when he had supped, gave to the disciples. And he said, take all of you and drink of it. This is a cup of the New Testament in my blood. As often as you drink it, do it in remembrance of me. We remember the shed blood of Christ and all that he has made happen. And as we eat and drink, we receive the power that is in the blood. And the blood be content for everyone and deliver to you your victory. In the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please take it and open it. Eat. And drink. Eat the flesh first. Open it carefully.
Principalities. Thank you. Jesus. Jesus. By your name, establish authority. Jesus.
wonderful name,
Jesus.
Call his name, Jesus.
Jesus.
You have
conquered all.
Shout his name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, Jesus.
Eat the flesh and drink the blood very quickly now. If you have not received the element, lift up your hands wherever you are. You have not received. Can I see your hand? All right, everybody has received. So you have not received on the gallery. On the gallery, please. Can someone please wait on them there very quickly? Jesus.
Cover them, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus. You are God.
Cover them, Jesus.
Jesus.
Shout the name, Jesus.
Your voice and shout three times, blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. One more time, avail for me, speak for me, contend for me in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and make that your prayers. Call the blood three times. Let him avail. Let him contend. Let him prevail. Indri abosusi kala medegara felamatose shepakatolia garabayada esakatole berede sisa. Shekatua balaba yalaba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your right hand on your forehead or your chest or your tummy, whichever is relevant to you, and declare very loud, satanic deposits. From my crown to my souls, be flushed out by the blood of Jesus. Lift your voice and shout it. Satanic deposit. From my crown to my souls, be flushed out by the blood. Egagara katayala bababa. Egrala susa katayala. Vreketeke luka tatatata. Shada da 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 da. Raketoto, zozu pelita kutaria katusa. Sheneketua la bayaga, grele kete sese. Vambro neketula brele gedebe. Shende buruta sata. Ega da yala borodosusa. Yekila bayala ba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Lift your voice and scream it aloud. Anywhere my name is mentioned for evil. Blood of Jesus, answer them. Lift your voice and pray. Ala sasa kata ya la bara da da da, ala bara ba ya la ba da 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 ba da ba da ba da ba da.
The blood said no. Satan began. The blood said no.
Thank you, Father. Two more prayers. Something is happening in the spirit realm. Lift your voice and shout. Strangers in my body. Strangers in my destiny. I flush you out by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice and declare. Shakada yala ba 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 ba. Shada ba yala ba 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 ba. Eka ba yo bo yo gara.
I call the name of Jesus. I hear the blood crying out. He who owns the name as the blood, and he speaks better things for me. Say, when I call the name,
when I call the name
of Jesus,
of Jesus,
I hear the blood crying out.
In Jesus' name we pray. Lift your voice and shout three times, blood of Jesus. One more time. For the third time. Silence every contender. For my destiny. For my breakthrough. For my fruitfulness. For my getting married. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray.
The blood
of
no.
Jesus, silence
Satan
every contender. Silence
the
every
blood
contender.
Said no. Satan begun. The blood said no. The blood said no. Satan begun.
Satan begun.
The blood said no.
The blood said no.
Satan be gone.
Satan be gone.
Say when I call the name.
When I call the name of Jesus.
I hear the blood.
I hear the blood crying out.
He who wants the name.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Our time is up. Stretch your hands towards this direction. Thank God for you. You prayed well. Let your amen be the loudest. Let there be silence. Evil hand that has been stretched into your life. That has touched you, that has touched your children, that has touched your destiny. We remove it by the blood of Jesus. Evil deposit, negatives that have been injected into your destiny, into your business. We flush it out by the blood of Jesus. Today, contention ceases in your life. Contention cease in your life. Contention cease in your getting married. Contention cease in your making progress. Contention cease in your being fruitful. Every voice of contention, every voice of the contender, is silenced by the blood of Jesus. Every handwriting of ordinance that is against you, every spoken ordinance that is against you, we cancel it by the blood of Jesus. The strangers will be afraid. They will fade away from their closed places. Every stranger in your life, in your health, in your business, in your family, we chase them out by the blood of Jesus. Nobody eats the flesh of Jesus and drinks his blood and dies. Say that 7 times. Eat the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood and die. Nobody eats the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood. Louder. Nobody eat the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood and die. Louder. Nobody eat the flesh of Jesus and wait. Wait. How many remaining? Three. I have eaten the flesh. I have drank the blood. I shall live another. Say it 3 times now. I have eaten the flesh of Jesus. I have drank his blood. I shall not die. I have eaten the flesh of Jesus. I have drank his blood. I shall not die. Louder. I have eaten the flesh of Jesus. I have drank his blood. I shall not die. We draw tonight a bloodline of protection round about you. The blood we avail for you, the blood we avail for your house, the blood we contend for you, contend for your house, contend against your contenders. In the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Shout your amen 3 times if you believe. Somebody shout hallelujah! If you believe, lift your hands above your head and give him a big, 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 big clap of it. Amen.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.